Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home.
It's the late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Steve Case. Legendary entrepreneur, the author of the new book, The Third Wave, An Entrepreneur's Vision of the Future. Folks, this is an outstanding book. If you're a student of the internet age, if you followed what was going on back in those days, and nobody was in the thick of it more than Steve was with AOL all the way through. I mean, there's your company was the common thread through the 80s and the 90s and especially Steve. And so, folks, if you want to read about this, if you care about that, you're going to love this book. Steve, congratulations again, and it's available wherever books are sold, right?
Thank you. Yep, everywhere.
Is there a website for the book?
Thirdwavebook.com. Actually, it's the number one book in the country now, number one business book on Wall Street Journal and New York Times. So it's great to see. It just came out a couple weeks ago, but the reception has been terrific, and I really appreciate it.
Not the least bit surprised. It's outstanding. Is there another website you want to give us besides the book website?
There's also that we have an investment company called Revolution and invest in dozens of different entrepreneurs all over the country. That's revolution.com.
Right. And right.
casefoundation.org talks about some of the philanthropic work we do.
So check those out. Hey, Steve, when you came to the market back in the 80s, you made a product and you took it to Main Street and you sold it. And you became very successful doing that. That was classic capitalism. Today, I'm concerned that Wall Street and corporate America are not practicing the same capitalism that you did, or the same capitalism that we do out here, small business owners do out here on Main Street. It's another kind of capitalism. It's financial capitalism, whatever else you want to call it. I'm concerned that that's what's happening, and I think it's not been good for America. It's not been good for capitalism. What do you think?
No, I think that's fair. I think the challenge of starting and building a business is a hard job, and entrepreneurs are willing to take that risk. And we should be trying to be as supportive as we can. And often the folks that they would benefit from getting help from, including kind of banks that might lend them the money to kind of take it to the next level, generally aren't doing that. And it's gotten harder to start businesses. It's got harder to scale businesses. There's been some progress, including the Jobs Act, the crowdfunding, things like that, I think are helpful. But generally, I think there is a disconnect between the challenges of building a business and the way people think about it, whether they think of on Wall Street or in Washington, D.C. or other kind of things. It's tough out there. And I try to, in the book, talk about some of the things that could happen that can move this forward in a way that makes it easier for more entrepreneurs in more places. To get capital and get going. I mean, last year in the venture capital world, for example, 75% of venture capital went to just three states, California,
wow,
New York, and Massachusetts. So the other 47 states, entrepreneurs with ideas there, it's not really fair. The investors are focusing in the places like Silicon Valley or New York, where there's a lot of great companies, a lot of great momentum, but really missing the opportunity in the rest of the country, what I call in the book the rise of the rest. I think it's going to be a big phenomenon in the third wave, and I'm optimistic.
When you think of a startup, now when you started AOL, you knew it was going to be big. Heck, you named it America Online. I mean, that's throwing the gauntlet down as far as how big you thought this thing was going to be. But see, when I think of startups, I also think of companies who don't know they're going to be big yet. It's a startup that someone has a passion for a product or a service, and they launch it. They try to and then after maybe 3 to 5 years, they say, "Wait, this has potential." You see what I mean? I think there's plenty of gazelles out there that are born not knowing they're going to be gazelles, and we need to focus on those folks too. What do you think?
And that was part of the effort of the Startup America initiative. How do you? Every big business starts as a small business, and some are small businesses that are intending to stay, small. Sort of
right.
A business is, maybe you own a diner or a flower shop or something, and you want to run that and get, make enough money to support your family. Obviously, that's great. It's part of the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also some businesses that are, formed with the idea that they are going to scale quickly and they need to raise the capital, which is more of the traditional venture capital route. But as you say, there are a lot that start small and suddenly realize they're onto something, and and you know, kind of get bigger and suddenly are a huge business. You see that a lot in the food business. There's, you know, something like Five Guys Burgers or something started as sort of one thing and suddenly it's a thousand things. And so how do you, you know, give more people the opportunity to get something started and just see how it goes? And the ones who are starting to get some traction, how do you support them with more, you know, investment capital or mentoring or partnering or other things so they can take that idea and turn into a significant business that really does, you know, create a lot of, you know, wealth as well as, you know, jobs.
Steve, I've got to wrap it up. We've come to the end of our visit. Will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
I loved it. Thank you very much for what you're doing. Supporting, you know, small business all over the country. It's important.
Well, thank you, Steve, for being here. Folks, Steve Case, The Third Wave. I don't know what else I got to tell you. It's an outstanding book. You know it would be if Steve wrote it. So check that out wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.